The Power of Prayer under Letters and Comments. I became very ill and one evening was in such pain that I could not find the least respite and could not go to sleep. I dragged myself from my futon to the phone and telephoned my doctor, but he had not returned to Tokyo from his trip to Europe, and I had none of the necessary medicines. I returned to bed and finally, in acute pain, burst into tears of exhaustion and despair. Then I recalled your issue of the mountain path on the power of prayer, April 1966, editor. I seldom pray because there is little that I want apart from what I am striving for all the time. But I decided to pray to Bhagavan. I pulled myself together and threw myself with all my heart upon His mercy and asked for help immediately without any time lapse. An extraordinary thing happened. All my energies, my thoughts, my emotions were suddenly sucked into my heart. It was like a sort of spiritual vacuum cleaner. They seemed to be sucked into what I thought of as a vanishing point in the heart. Although it all happened in a flash, I have grown accustomed through introspection to observe things of an inner nature, and I was aware that what I have called a vanishing point was something like the entrance to the great void, to a realm of objectless infinity, of tremendous power, speed, and purpose, and of infinite goodwill. In words, all this sounds so miserably incomplete. Anyway, when I seemed to be poised on the brink of this void, suddenly into my conscious mind popped, like a menu card, a clear list of things which I myself could do in the house that minute to alleviate my extremity. I crawled out of bed again, and after about an hour of following this advice, was able to fall asleep. The next morning, my doctor had returned to Tokyo and was able to send me all I needed. Mrs. Edna Elsie, Tokyo, from The Mountain Path.